Hi, I'm Mike Asowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another special episode of our Echoes series on legacy planning. Today's episode, we're focusing in on philanthropy and generosity. Joining me today is a special guest, Dylan Domenico, a CPA partner at one of our affiliate firms. Welcome, Dylan.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be back.
Good to have you back on. And also joining us is our lead of our insurance business, Oliver Lee. Welcome, Oliver.
Hi, Mike.
All right, folks, let's dive into it. So first of all, you know, when you say the word philanthropy and you talk about generosity, at the end of the day, it's about giving, gifts. And so why don't we start there? I guess maybe, Dylan, I'll put you on the spot and say, you know, from a CRA perspective, is there a definition or a notion of a gift?
Yeah, so in the eyes of the CRA, a charitable gift is really the voluntary transfer of property, either for nothing in return or a lesser value of consideration with the intent to make a charitable gift. There's tax incentives designed to encourage charitable giving, to make society a better place, ideally. But the gift must be made to a qualifying recipient in order to qualify for those tax incentives. So for donations made to a qualifying recipient, made personally, whoever made the gift is entitled to a charitable donation tax credit on their personal tax return. And there's specific rules as far as claiming that tax credit. A corporation could also make a gift as well and could be entitled to a corporate income deduction on their corporate tax return.
So you covered off, the next question I was going to go into is, who's eligible to receive the gift? And so you talked a lot about charities, like from the CRA perspective, that's where, they're trying to encourage that. In theory, though, if we broaden our discussion, could the children or the grandchildren or other people receive a gift? I guess that's possible, but from a CRA perspective, talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so let's say a parent gifts money to one of their children, for example. You don't qualify for the same type of tax incentives and donation tax credits that you would if it were to be, let's say, a registered charity or a foundation that will issue you a donation receipt for the gift. There are tax and estate planning strategies that we often advise on for clients when it comes to, non-charitable gifting, family gifting, depending on the situation, it could be worthwhile from an overall family net worth perspective and overall family tax minimization perspective to consider certain types of gifts to, say, adult children, for example, to minimize taxes overall throughout life expectancy.
Okay. So let's talk about the what. What can I gift?
Yeah. So typically any type of property. Obviously the most common gifts are likely in cash where, let's say, you make a gift to a charity of your choice and they issue you a donation receipt. You give them cash. You could also make in-kind donations as well. And for certain in-kind gifts to qualifying recipients, there could be tax incentives here and tax planning strategies as well. Just to give you a quick example, let's say someone has publicly traded common shares in their non-registered investment account that has an unrealized capital gain. They could actually gift those shares of the publicly traded corporation to the charity directly. And then in this case, the capital gains inclusion rate, assuming it's a qualifying asset that is transferred, would be zero in the case, but they would still receive the tax incentives for the gift itself based on the value. So you're essentially avoiding the capital gain on what would otherwise be a deemed disposition of those shares had it not been transferred to a qualifying recipient.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good to know. So let's go back to the tax implications, dive a little deeper. Why don't give us a little more information there, Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the tax implications on, which charity you donate to, for example, if it's a Canadian qualifying charity, you would be entitled to a tax credit on your personal income tax return. But this is only up to 75% of your net income on that tax return, either your or your spouse's 75% of net income. So for example, if you can't utilize the full donation tax credit on your Canadian return in a given year, you can carry those donation credits forward up to 5 years, in hopes that you're able to claim those credits in a subsequent year, because the credit's non-refundable. So if you have no taxes otherwise payable in a given year and you don't have the income to offset, then, or the taxes payable to offset, then you don't receive a refund from that donation until you're able to apply it to a year where there's tax payable.
You could carry it forward though. Yeah,
correct.
Sounds like, okay.
Up to 5 years. And then there's other intricacies as well. For example, if you make a donation to a U.S. charity, and it's otherwise a qualifying recipient, you actually have to have U.S. source income to be able to claim that U.S. donation tax credit.
Okay. Okay. That's sticking with tax, because that's really what this is about. And to a certain extent, I mean, it is about charitable giving, but we also want to realize that tax savings. And so let's focus in on some of the different strategies to enhance the tax benefits. So Oliver, maybe I'll pull you into the conversation. What are some of the strategies?
You know, life insurance is a common tool that we see a lot of clients use when they are looking at charitable gifting, mainly because it can multiply that benefit. So as an example, I kind of just ran some numbers here. You know, for a couple in their early 60s, if they were, as an example, planning to gift about $130 a month to a charity for various reasons, they could reallocate the $130 into a life insurance policy, and that would produce a $100,000 gift when they pass away. So that $131 that, again, they were giving to a charity and providing that kind of donation can really kind of multiply up to $100,000. So it certainly, again, is a very powerful tool. For clients that have a company that may have excess wealth trapped in that corporation, using a corporate-owned life insurance policy can enhance these tax benefits further. There's basically, and not to get into a lot of detail here, but there's an opportunity to combine the gift with an ability to kind of access some of that trapped wealth that was stuck in the company. So we can kind of, accomplish two goals here. Not only to give to charity and get those tax benefits, but also get a tax benefit of pulling money that's stuck in the company already. So it really, life insurance it can be very powerful.
Dylan, anything to add on the strategy front?
Yeah. So speaking of life insurance and charitable giving in the year of death, it's worth noting from a tax perspective, and as I had noted previously, in a normal year, the donation tax credit you can claim is capped at 75% of your net income reported on your tax return in that year. In the year of death, if donations are made in the year of death, you can claim up to 100% of your net income as a donation tax credit in that year or the year prior. And why this is particularly important is that the year of death is often a very high net income year. For example, if the deceased had an RSP or a RIF or other capital property that's deemed to be disposed of, there could be very large income inclusions in the year of death. So then that could open up the door to a lot of donation tax credit to be claimed.
So that's a good elite, you use the term when a lot. So let's talk about that and back to the strategy, in terms of the gifting actually occurring. Talk to me about some of those repercussions of the timing.
So it really depends on the situation itself. There's really no one size fits all solution and perfect answer and blanket response to when everyone should consider gifting. Given that the maximum credit you're able to claim in a normal year is 75% of the taxpayer's net income, let's say, for example, the taxpayer sells a rental property in a given year and is also simultaneously considering a donation. Well, they might have a large taxable capital gain reported on their tax return in that year, They may be better off making a large donation in that year as opposed to the following year, just so they're able to take advantage of that, right, that larger ability to claim a donation tax credit.
Oliver, anything to add on to that?
When we meet with clients on this, we use the term retirement confidence. What we mean by that is that we want to make sure clients have confidence in meeting their own retirement goals before considering any gifting. So as a result of that, I think a big key is to kind of do some financial planning and really kind of figure out when they're at that stage and they're ready to give. I also think that, you know, when it comes to, yeah, gifting and giving up, some of your assets to other folks, whether it's a charity or a family member, I think that's kind of the first part is, when are you ready to give? Like, when is that, are you at that stage where you're going to lose control of this asset and you will lose that value? Are you prepared for that? Also, I think to Dylan's point, when do you want to see the tax benefits? In some cases, you want to see those tax benefits to offset any other gains, like Dylan has mentioned. So that can drive the timing of when you give. And then finally, also, when do you want to see the results of your gift? We have a lot of clients that certainly they can gift through their estate, but they actually want to see their money in action. They want to see the results of their gifts. So that then would drive a gift during their lifetime as opposed to perhaps a gift during their estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are providing a lot of good information, and you know, it underscores and back to these series. There's a lot of information we're giving folks to you as clients, and you know, the good news here is we're not asking you by any means to keep on top of this, but it does require that, you know, a thoughtful analysis and the planning. So I guess, gentlemen, when should a client think about this? When should they sit down and start, you know, discussing with their advisor, their CPA, you know, this whole topic? Maybe Dylan, I'll start with you on that.
Yeah, so I think it's worth noting that when it comes to charitable donations, I think the cause and what it means to the person has to be at the forefront of the decision, because it's primarily a non-financial decision. Even though there are tax incentives, on a net basis, you're still giving away money. You're not getting back as much as you're giving. So then once it's decided that this is the right thing and this is what the client wants to do, you should really consider whether you're able to make that gift, similar to what Oliver had mentioned. And I think the most evidence-based way to determine that is to have a comprehensive financial plan done. If a large lump sum is being considered, that you're considering to part ways with, we have to make sure, first and foremost, that you're not putting your retirement goals in jeopardy, other financial planning goals, your ability to fund your lifestyle needs, and as well your ultimate other estate goals.
Makes sense. Oliver, anything to add?
Yeah, I would echo the same thing that Dylan has mentioned. I think, you know, one of the values that our organization and our professionals can bring is perhaps ask some questions to the clients that the clients hadn't even considered. Because we work with so many clients and because we're very experienced in this field, I think we can shed light on some perspectives that clients may not have even considered. So I would say, start as soon as you can, come reach out to us and we can help you with this.
Guys, really good information. Thank you so much for this.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
As always, folks, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your CPA or your CPA firm's financial advisor, your portfolio manager here at TriCert Investment Counsel, or don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.